GOP poised to maintain majority in U.S. Senate. By Michael Patrick Leahy on November 4, 2020. Republicans are poised to maintain their majority in the U.S. Senate as of Wednesday morning, November 4. The GOP began Election Day with a 53-47 margin over the Democrats and two independents who caucus with the Democrats in the Senate. As of 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time, the Democrats have picked up two Senate seats. One pickup is in Colorado, where Democrat John Hickenlooper has defeated incumbent Senator Cory Gardner, RCO, 53.9% to 44%, with 85% of precincts reporting. The other is in Arizona, where Democrat challenger Mark Kelly, the former astronaut, defeated incumbent Senator Martha McSally by a 52.6% to 47.4% margin with 87% of precincts reporting. Republicans have countered with a pickup of their own in Alabama, where Republican Tommy Tuberville, the former head football coach at Auburn University, has defeated incumbent Senator Doug Jones, DL, by a 60.4% to 39.6% margin with 98% of precincts reporting. Republicans have held strong in several states that were thought to be contested. In South Carolina, incumbent Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, has defeated his well-financed Democratic challenger Jamie Harrison by a 55.8% to 42.9% margin with 99% of precincts reporting. In Iowa, incumbent Senator Joni Ernst, RIA, has defeated Democratic challenger Teresa Greenfield by a 51.8% to 45.2% margin, with 100% of precincts reporting. In Texas, incumbent Senator John Cornyn, RTX, has defeated Democratic challenger Mary Hagar, 53.7% to 43.7%, with 89% of precincts reporting. In Montana, incumbent Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, has defeated former Governor Steve Bullock, the Democratic candidate who briefly ran for president, by 54.6% to 45.4% with 93% of precincts reporting. Democrats held firm in Minnesota, where incumbent Dem. Tina Smith 9DMN defeated GOP challenger Jason Lewis by a 48.9% to 43.5% margin, with 100% of precincts reporting. At present, at least four incumbent Republican senators appear to be well positioned to hold on to their seats in the Senate. In North Carolina, incumbent Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, leads Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham by a 48.7% to 46.9% margin with 100% of precincts reporting. Tillis has declared victory, but Cunningham has not conceded. In Georgia, Senator David Perdue, RGA, leads Democrat John Ossoff 50.8% to 46.9%, with 100% of precincts reporting. In Alaska, incumbent Senator Dan Sullivan, RAK, leads Democrat challenger Al Gross 63.1% to 31.8% with 50% of precincts reporting. In Maine, incumbent Senator Susan Collins, Army, leads her Democrat challenger Sarah Gideon by a 51% to 42.4% margin with 93% of precincts reporting. In Michigan, the GOP still has a chance to pick up a seat. Republican challenger John James holds a narrow 49.3% to 48.9% lead over incumbent Senator Gary Peters, DME, with 90% of precincts reporting. If Perdue, Collins, Sullivan, and Tillis hold on to their leads, and the James upset bid fails in Michigan, the party affiliation in the Senate would stand at Republicans 51, Democrats 48, with one seat still in doubt. The Georgia special Senate election is headed to a runoff between Democrat Raphael Warnock, who qualified for the runoff when he finished first and received 31.9% of the vote, and incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, who received 26.5% of the vote with 100% of precincts reporting. Representative Doug Collins, RGA, finished third with 20% of the vote and failed to qualify for the runoff. Should either Perdue, Collins, or Tillis falter, the balance in the Senate would become 50 to 49 Republicans, and all eyes will turn to the Georgia special Senate election.